This is Vern Casper. Party Line was put on the air to give voice to problem solving in our community.
Talking local on WILO.
The Party Line Crew.
This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
Coming in with a bang on a Tuesday morning. A little disco for you. Boogie Wonderland with Earth, Wind, and Fire. Oh, my goodness. Earth, Wind, and Fire. They were like one of my favorites. They just know how to get the groove going, right? On a Tuesday, kind of a cloudy Tuesday. And, you know, we're in it, though. Hey, we are in the win. We are in it to win it for this week. Make sure that you stay dry out there. We're going to talk about the forecast here in a little bit. Good show this morning. We got Lindsey Cox calling us in, about 9 o'clock this morning from the Paul Philippi Resource Center. Going to be talking to Miss Christina here in just a little bit from Little Bird Lane Consignment Shop over in Lafayette. The spring sale going on. We're going to be talking about how that all got started and what's going on with them. But first and foremost, always, as always, Shan Sheridan with you on Tuesdays and Thursdays, our Party Line. But first and foremost, as I was going to say, that wasn't first and foremost. This is our sponsors, because we couldn't do it without them. The WILO Party Line sponsors, TC Trailer. If you're not pulling a TC Trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Tom knows how to boogie, especially on the pickleball court. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big Old Tires in Lebanon. Big deals, save money now, 24/7. We love bigdeals.com. Check that out. There's always some good savings there. BoonCountyDailyNews.com, CarrollCountyDailyNews.com, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper for all things local and regional. And then the WILO Party Line telecast at HoosierLandTV.com is brought to you by 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, Shoup's Country Foods, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arborwood by Shoup's, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Community Foundation, serving Carroll, Clinton, and Howard Counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters, Witham Health Services, Ellis Jewelers, Marshan's Window Tinting, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfort, Copper Electric Services, LLC, and then Braden Business Systems, Avery Home Store, Lenin's Furniture and Mattress, Jerry's Body Shop, and Mann Chevrolet GMC in Delphi. Oh, boy, a lot of folks helping us out. We greatly appreciate that, especially on the HoosierLandTV.com. All the events that ball games, special events, you name it, it's covered on HoosierLandTV.com. Real quick check on the weather today. Showers and thunderstorms likely. I hated to get rid of Earth, Wind, and Fire. One more chance. One more time. There you go. We'll see you guys later. Showers and thunderstorms likely mainly before 2 o'clock. Partly sunny with a high near 80. Breezy with a high of with a southwest wind. You know, anytime you get the southwest wind, we're going to get a little heat and more than likely some storms. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight. Low of 66. And then tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms likely. More showers and thunderstorms kind of throughout the week. 79 for a high tomorrow. We're going to be pushing 80. Actually, they're talking about getting over 80 today, probably around 82. That's the plan. So enjoy it. Enjoy it. We've been waiting for it. Joining me now via telephone, Miss Christina from the Lady Bird Lane Consignment Shop. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for joining us today. So sunny and no rain and like 70 over there in Lafayette, or is it about
the same? Well, we're going to cross our fingers. Yeah. We have drop-off today, so everyone is bringing all of their stuff to the fairgrounds, so we are fingers crossed for no rain. So.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great. Well, you know, yeah. It's kind of one of those scenarios that we're in that pattern right now, and hopefully we'll kind of get out. But I have a feeling that come late July, early August, we're going to be going, man, we need some rain. You know, we're always looking for it then, especially the farmers. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the history. How did the Little Bird Lane consignment even begin? What's the genesis of that?
Well, so I started Little Bird Lane about 13 and a half years ago when I had a baby, and I was driving to Indy because I discovered events like this and, you know, was going back and forth to Indy from Lafayette and was like, wait a minute, we need something like this for families in our community. And so we started it back in 2012, and we started with 30 consigners back then, and we have grown over the years, and now we have over 550 families that sell with us every
wow.
spring and every fall. Yeah.
Wow. So this is you don't have a shop that you this
no.
is a, this is a two time event during the year. See, and
I've never even
heard of this. So this is awesome. This is great.
Yeah.
So we're learning something new every day. We're supposed to do that.
Yeah.
Grandma always said, learn something new every day.
Yes.
And you won't be dumb, son. So that's a good thing. I don't know if it helped, but it certainly didn't hurt. Look, the ladybird. So when you're thinking about a consignment, you're talking about folks that are bringing things, and they have their own booth. They're selling their stuff, and
they. So it's not that way. So
okay.
That's
right.
What a lot of people think it's going to be.
Yeah.
But we actually bring everything in from our 550 sellers, and everyone who's selling is local. A lot of people think we, you know, drive a semi into town and set up, and then we cart it out of town after it's done. But that's definitely not the case. We everyone, I'm local as the owner of the event, and then everyone who sells with us is from Tippecanoe and Clinton and all of the surrounding counties. So they bring their stuff to the sale, and then we set it up. We check everything in, so everything comes in now, early in the week, and we actually do inspect every item that comes in, so all of the kids' clothing and the toys and the strollers. We've got, you know, everything that you can think of from baby to teen, and we check everything in, and then we put it on one massive sales floor. And so everything is organized by category. So all of our consigners' clothes are on the racks by size and by, you know, girls and boys separated. And so, you know, if you're shopping for girls size 2T, you're going to be able to go to the 2T section and shop everything that we have for all of those 550 families, everything of 2T girls that they've put in. And so it's a really fun way to shop, because if you've got a stroller on your wish list, or if you're, you know, if you're an expecting mom or a family, or a lot of grandparents love to come to the sale because they get those, you know, the baby gear that you might want to have at grandma's house, the pack and play and that kind of stuff. You're able to get it all at the sale at a fraction of the retail price, but you can come in and shop the different categories. Our book section is phenomenal. And so we have everything that you need. And, you know, we're experiencing this now, right? The weather has finally turned, gotten nicer, and
yeah.
People realize, wait a minute, my children's clothes don't fit them anymore. And so this is a great way to come and shop, and our consigners set their own prices. So you might see the same item on the sales floor multiple times, but different prices for each item. And that's because the consigners get to determine what they want to price their items at. So it's really super organized and really fun. But we do have Facebook and Instagram, so you can go to Little Bird Lane on Facebook or Instagram, and then our website's littlebirdlane.com. And I really do encourage people to do that, because we do live videos every night at the sale, and so you can see real time what the sales floor looks like and what our inventory is, and get a good feel for what you're going to see when you come into the sales floor. So
wow, it's amazing. So you're saying that, and this goes on for a couple of days, or is
yes.
this okay? All right.
Yes. So Friday to Sunday, this weekend only. So one thing that we really try to make sure people understand is we're not a normal store, so we don't restock. So everything that we have, you know, all of our 550 families bring their stuff early in the week. And what is there at the start of the sale is what's there. So once people shop it, it's gone. You know, things sell, and then the sales floor dwindles down. So we always recommend people come and shop as early as they can if they want the fullest sales floor. So Friday we have a paid pre-sale that people can come to. They can purchase a ticket. We still have tickets available for our 12, 2, and 3 o'clock entry times. Friday is a kid-free shopping day also, and our moms and grandmas really love, and dads too, really love to come and shop without the kids, so they can really focus on what they need. And we have a dirty soda bar and music and giveaways and lots of fun things happening to kind of get a little bit of me time, even though you're shopping for your kids. So that is Friday. And then Saturday, we're open to the public from 10 to 2:45. We call that family day because we have lots of fun activities for the kids, and we welcome and encourage you to bring your kids on Saturday. They can shop the toy section and see what they might want, but we also have fun things for them to do free of charge on Saturday. And then Sunday is our half-price day, and that is a super fun day to shop because items that are left that haven't been sold, our consigners can opt to discount those an additional half off. And you can get incredible deals on, we always have lots of books and clothing and shoes, and just we start with tens of thousands of items. And so even if you come towards the end on Sunday, you're going to find lots and lots of things on the sales floor. But the sales floor is going to look different than it did on Friday because we've already sold a whole bunch of stuff. So
I want to kind of break this down first from the shopper's perspective. So a shopper, if they're interested and they've never been, there's a ticket to purchase, right? So they're going to buy a ticket to be able to come. Is that ticket is good for the whole weekend, or is it certain time?
So Friday is the only day that you need a ticket.
Oh, okay. All right. That
if
helps.
You come, well, we do have. So we have. We call them pre-sales because it allows us to kind of control the crowds and make sure that we're not having four-hour lines to get to check out. And so, yes, Friday all day is pre-sale, and you do have to have a ticket for that. And then Saturday is totally free. You can, fairgrounds parking is free, so you can park for free and enter for free, and anybody can come on Saturday. But we do have also a paid pre-sale on Saturday evening, and that just gets you early shopping for that half price. So we start the half price shopping early.
Yeah, I get
but
it.
Then on Sunday, it's totally free as well. So Saturday and Sunday during the day are free and open to the public, and kids are welcome. So
really what you're paying for is the opportunity to get in before everybody else.
Exactly,
yes. Before the rest of the public. Okay, so that's the pre-sale. This has to take a lot of time to organize. I mean, that's probably why it's only twice a year, right?
Yes, it does. We really work hard to make sure that that we're bringing good quality items, and our consigners do all the work. They're at home tagging their items, hanging them, putting their inventory into our system. And so it really takes all of those, several hundred families to do what we do. And we have lots of people at the sale helping. And it really, I hope when people come and shop, they are excited for the deals that they're going to get, but that they can see that we really put a lot of thought and effort into making it fun for them, making it super organized so that they're not overwhelmed, because it is overwhelming. There's a lot of stuff there. So we try to make it as fun as we can for them to come and shop.
Well, I can certainly see the benefit, for the shopper, because it's kind of like a mall. I mean, you're coming in and you've got all of these different consignment areas, these booths, all these different folks that are bringing their goods, their wares to sell. From the shopper's perspective, What makes it more beneficial for them than just to, put it in a garage sale or just sell it online or sell it on Facebook? Is what is something that makes this a benefit for the shopper or for the seller?
Yeah. It's so much fun for the seller. So the biggest benefit that a lot of our sellers love is that they get to shop even first. So that they love that. Our sell through is incredible. So we bring in, like I said, tens of thousands of items, and we sell consistently between 82 and 86% of those items. And so, they're able to bring a ton of stuff in and sell it in just one weekend and make a whole lot of money on the items that they've sold. So they're going to make a lot more money than they would pricing it at a quarter or, 50 cents at a garage sale. They're going to make more than they would if they take it to a consignment shop, because we're able to take, pretty much anything that they have that's spring and summer, we're able to take it. We don't have to limit, number of jeans that they might be able to bring or that kind of stuff. So our consigners make a lot of money. And my favorite thing is that, as a shopper, you're coming in and you're spending money. That money is going to local families right in our community. That, hundreds of thousands of dollars every season going right into the pockets of local families here. And then they're using that money to, pay for their summer camp or pay for sports this summer, their dance classes, or go to local restaurants. So it's really, truly money that's being spent and then used in our community. And it's one of my favorite things that about the sale that we're, you know, budgets are really tight right now. People are struggling. And so it's a great way for people to come in and shop and they get to save money. But the money that they do spend is going right to families that are here locally, as opposed to a big box or, you know, to Amazon or something like that. They can spend their money right here in our area.
Yeah, it's staying local. And that's a fantastic thing for those folks. Again, what the times again now, Friday, what time's the doors? And you have to have a ticket. So what time's the door?
You do. And you can find the tickets on our Facebook page or our Instagram. And so our ticketed presale is Friday at 12, 2, or 3. And the prices vary based on how early you want to enter. Saturday is free and open to the public, and we're open 10 to 2:45. And then that half-price presale will start at 5 o'clock, and you just need a $5 ticket for that. And then Sunday, we're open 10 to 2. Sunday's the funnest day. So I always say get a ticket to the presale if you can. If you've got specific things on your wish list, if you like more name brands and big gear and toys and that kind of stuff. But be sure to come back if you can on Sunday, because half price shopping is so much fun.
Now, are you connected with, because you said you'd gone down to Indianapolis. Did you guys partner, or is this completely separate?
No, we're not franchised or anything like that. We own Little Bird Lane and Little Bird. We also own a women's resale event here locally as well, which is exactly like Little Bird Lane, but for women. But no, we don't have any other affiliations.
Now, can folks bring like their own shopping cart or wagon?
We highly recommend. So we do not have shopping carts. We highly recommend people bring a wagon, because we are at the Coliseum building at the Tippecanoe County Fairgrounds, which is a very, very large building. And so you're going to find, you know, piles of clothes and toys and shoes and all kinds of things. So we always encourage people to bring a wagon, and they can put their items into the wagon and shop that way. Or bring, you know, a big IKEA bag or a big shopping bag. We don't allow, similar to if you go to a Purdue game or a large concert, right, we don't allow purses or bags that, you know, full, but we do allow you to bring empty shopping, like a large shopping bag with you. And for sure bring a wagon if you can, because you are going to fill it up.
So. Yeah, so you guys have been doing this for like 12 years now.
Yeah.
What's about the average savings that you've been able to see based upon some, you know, your past experience and what people can anticipate and expect? Because sometimes, you know, consignments can, the higher end stuff can sometimes be pretty close to what you'd be buying new, but this
can.
Is totally different.
Yeah, our consigners do have full control over what they price their items. And so you will see some people who price a little higher, but they discount it on the half price day. But in general, we encourage our consigners to price at 60 to 90% of the retail price. And so, if you would have paid $100 retail, we really encourage our consigners to pay or to price their items at 60 to 90% of that, because we want shoppers to come in and get a good deal, but also we want the consigner to be able to make the money that item is worth. So, but massive savings. People, you know, a lot of times people wonder why we have the presale, and the biggest reason is to control the crowds, but the cost of the presale pass will pay for itself, because you're going to be able to come in and, you know, you might see, sometimes we have 90 strollers. And so you're going to be able to pick from all of those strollers the one that is the best price. So you're going to save, you know, as things sell down, you're going to have lower selection of the items that are available. So the presale pass price pays for itself, but savings is going to be incredible.
You ever have those items that are like the white elephant that just keeps coming back every year?
We do. You can always see the trends. Yes, exactly. Or like the Wonderful Wagon is a big thing right now that people just love. And we have a couple of those at the sale because it's kind of the hot, trendy, you know, thing. You can always see the trends that are happening among newborns and babies. So,
yeah, it's amazing. And this goes really from newborn all the way up to teens, you're saying?
Yes.
Yeah.
We do. We accept all the way up to size 18 clothing for kids. And obviously, as the older they get, you know, we have a little bit less. But there is going to be a lot of our clothing racks are very full. We go up to size 12 shoes on men and women. So there's, you know, there's cleats, you know, sporting goods, all of that kind of stuff that you're going to find on the sales floor.
That stuff is so expensive. I mean, I coach football, and you know, we always have our box of cleats that people have donated and things. But I tell you, it gets really, really expensive when, especially when you're having to pay sport fees and things like that. And there, you know, it really does. It can become quite the burden for a family. You know, the thing about all of this as well is that you are you're not only helping families save some money, but you're helping maybe someone maybe think about being an entrepreneur and, you know, sell some of their stuff and not just throw it and maybe take it to a Goodwill or something if they have the opportunity. Because I do love the idea that you're infusing back into the economy, because folks that are selling local are probably going to put that money back locally, and that's a big deal.
Yeah, we're really proud of that. And one thing to note too, so our consigners at the end of the sale, if items don't sell, they have the option to donate those items.
Okay.
You know, a lot of times they sell so much of what they bring in, and they're like, I don't want whatever's left, I don't want it back in my house. And so we work with a number of local organizations and donate them directly to those organizations. And we have kind of agreements with those organizations that they will not resell those items. So they are giving them to local families here in, you know, in Greater Lafayette and the surrounding areas, free of charge to the people who receive them. So that's something that's a really fun thing that we do as well.
Is it too late to get consigner? Can consigners still sign up? Can they still get
involved? It's too late to consign for this season. We always open consigner registration 10 to 12 weeks before the sale, and then we close it the week before because we have to kind of plan the sales floor and know how much rack space we need and all of that. So too late to sell for this season, but they can always get on our mailing list and sign up for the next sale in the fall. And definitely come and shop and check it out and kind of get a feel walking through. You really don't get what it is until you walk through the sales floor and see everything. I know Cindy and everybody came last sale, and they were just, you know, enamored by all of the stuff. So it was fun to have them at the sale to really experience it firsthand.
Yeah, I mean, 500 different sellers. I mean, that's quite a bit. Even with a new and improved Tippecanoe Fairgrounds, that's still a lot of booths to have going there at the fairgrounds. And the parking is great, and that's all free. Yes. Everything is free with exception of the pre-sale on Friday, and then the discounted pre-sale on Saturday night.
You got it. Yep.
What are the tickets, Christine? How much are the tickets?
So our tickets on Friday are $15, $10, and $5. So we had a free pre-sale on Friday afternoon, but it already sold out. So so you can shop for as early as $5 on Friday, or as little as $5 on Friday, and then the Saturday half-price pre-sale is just a $5 ticket. And if you bring kids on Saturday evening, that kids are welcome to that, and you don't have to buy a ticket for kids. So bring your kids, let them shop, but you'll just need a ticket for any adults that are shopping.
Last question: do you allow bartering? Do people get to barter? Do people get to say, "Hey,
no"?
Oh, they don't. So it's like
because our consigners are not on site. They're dropping all of their stuff off, and we're putting it on our big, large sales floor. And so, no, there's no bartering. The price that is there is there. But again, we have that half price shopping, so you can get an extra deal that day or those shopping times. But nope, no bartering, which is great as a consigner, because sometimes the haggling is the worst that you have to, you know, deal with if you're selling on Facebook Marketplace or something and having to deal with people wanting to give you lower than, you know, what you asked for. And so, no, we don't do any of that.
Okay. Of course, some of us like it, think that's fun. So we
can
kind of get into
fun
that.
Fun as a shopper to maybe barter, but not as a seller. So.
Yeah, totally understand. All right. So one more time, how do they get a hold of you on Facebook? What is it's Little Bird Lane?
Yes, it's Little Bird Lane on Facebook and Instagram. And be sure to check out. We will do live videos and lots of pictures over the next couple days. Tomorrow, which is Wednesday, we do a really long and super deep dive live video that shows kind of every inch of the sales floor. So people can check that out on Facebook and, you know, decide if they want to come shopping on Friday Saturday or Sunday. So,
well, Christina, you're doing the Lord's work, because I mean, I love when somebody sees something, it becomes so impressionable to them that they feel like, you know, this is something I got to take back to my community.
Yes.
And you did that. And hats off to you, because it's a huge undertaking. But look at the miles and the gas that people are saving. Instead of having to go to somewhere down in Indianapolis, they're being able to do it right here in our own region, right in Lafayette. So thank you for, being willing to do that, and for all your hard work and all your team's hard work.
Oh, you're very welcome. Everyone is welcome. And thank you so much for having me. I appreciate you guys helping us spread the word.
Absolutely. Well, you have a great day and have a wonderfully successful sale this weekend.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Christina, joining us from Little Bird Lane. Get on their Facebook page, Little Bird Lane Consignment Spring Sale, and it is going to be fantastic. It's amazing, the stuff they got. So check it all out. It will... I was blown away by 500 booths. I mean, 500 consigners there at the Tippecanoe Fairgrounds this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Check it out on their Facebook, Little Bird Lane Consignment there on Facebook, and it'll give you all the details, some videos, and some more information. We're going to take a quick break, come back, and we're going to be talking to Lindsay Cox. Lindsay is with the Paul Philippi Resource Center. We're going to be talking all things Paul Philippi and transportation and all the good things that they do. They're another one of those folks that do the Lord's work each and every day, and we're grateful to have them on talking about all of the ministry opportunities, what they are involved in and engaged in each and every day. It is Party Line on this Tuesday. We'll be right back.